walking canes and hair of gray. Have no fear, even though it's hard to hear, I will stand real close and say thank you for being a friend.
Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly.
And when we die,
today's program is structured around the basic themes of the Thanksgiving holiday. This intro song, for example, Andrew Gold's Thank You for Being a Friend, taps into the friendship dimension of Thanksgiving. Other dimensions we'll be exploring today include service, family, thanks, memories, traditions, and, of course, food, glorious food. Music Review is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions.
Thank you for being a friend.
Today's musical trivia questions come to us from the websites triviaquestions.com and songfacts.com. Question number one, which song was originally a Thanksgiving song composed for children to sing on a Sunday school celebration? Hint, the song was written in Boston in 1857, but premiered in Savannah, Georgia. Was it A, Turkey in the Straw, B, Sweet Potato Pie, C, Jingle Bells, D, or Auld Lang Syne? So, Thanksgiving song, 1857, Sunday school. Which one was it? And question number two, the song Food, Glorious Food, is the opening song to which musical? Hint, the musical is based on a famous 1800s novel. Was that A, Oklahoma, B, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, was it C, Oliver, or D, Around the World in 80 Days? So, Food, Glorious Food, appropriate for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Which musical is it from? The answers to these two important musical trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of November the 22nd. Well, it was on this day back in 1889 that the first jukebox made its debut in San Francisco at the Palais Royal Saloon. First jukebox, 1889. And it was 116 years ago today, 1903, that Enrico Caruso made his American debut at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York in Rigoletto. Caruso, 1903, today.
But I'm strong, strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
As mentioned in our intro, today's program emphasizes music associated with the multiple dimensions of the Thanksgiving holiday. Besides the theme of friendship, which was captured in our intro song, Thank You for Being a Friend, another important dimension of Thanksgiving is service. The song playing in the background now, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, by the Hollies, reflects this theme of helping others, volunteering, and service. A contemporary example of this community assistance is underscored in the November 17, 2019 article by Colleen Berry for the Associated Press about the flooding in Venice due to a combination of the rising sea levels resulting from climate change coupled with the city's well-documented sinking into the mud. Colleen Berry reports, as soon as waters receded from this week's devastating flood, about 50 young Venetians, wearing rubber boots and gripped by a sense of determination, showed up at the city's music conservatory to help save precious manuscripts. Thanks to their work, some 50 linear meters of archival manuscripts, dating from as far back as the 1500s, lay strewn in the conservatory's upper floors to dry. "This is our city," said one of the students at Venice's Music Conservatory, who showed up with friends to help. A growing network of more than 2,000 young Venetians are responding to the worst flood in their lifetimes to help salvage what they can wherever help is needed. These youths are calling themselves Angels of the Salt for the corrosive, destructive saline content of the lagoon waters. Social media allows them to be mustered where there is the greatest need. The president of the Venice Music Conservatory said most of the manuscripts will be saved thanks to the work of the volunteers. The students are using absorbent paper to help prevent ink on the manuscripts from running and standing up books, including precious volumes containing all of Wagner's operas, to dry. "It is mostly a disaster for manuscripts since some of them do not have copies, which means the music is lost forever. And as musicians, we know what that means." The most precious manuscripts were being transported to Florence, where they will be frozen in order to block any mold and also help push out the salt. The Venice Music Conservatory's archive is located in one of the hardest-hit areas of Venice by the floods. Renovated and reopened with fanfare just 5 years ago, it was, inauspiciously as it turns out, put on the ground floor because the upper floors could not bear the weight. Fortunately, most of the more famous works, including by composers like Rossini and Monteverdi, were not touched by the water. Water damage was limited to about 5% of the documents, and just 1% of those are considered ruined. The thousands of young volunteers this week helped keep those numbers low.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound.
Thanksgiving embraces the act of going home to reunite with family and friends. Simon and Garfunkel introduce this dimension of the holiday with their song, Homeward Bound. And this is a backstory to S&G's Homeward Bound song, written in songfacts.com. This song is from Simon and Garfunkel's 1966 album, Sounds of Silence. It charted number 9 in Great Britain, number 5 in the U.S. Paul Simon lived in Brentwood, Essex, England, when he wrote this song. When traveling back from Wigan, where he was playing, he got stuck at their station and wrote this. The song has a double meaning, literally, wanting for a ticket home to Brentwood, but on the other hand, yearning to go to his home in the U.S. Simon talked about this song in a 1990 interview with Song Talk magazine. "That was written in Liverpool when I was traveling. What I like about it is that it is very clear memory of Liverpool Station, in the streets of Liverpool, in the club I played at, and me at age 22. It's like a snapshot, a photograph of a long time ago. I like that about it. Peter Carlin called in his 2016 novel about Paul Simon, Homeward Bound, given the immigrant story beneath Paul's life and work, what are his many musical recreations, if not the assimilation process, written in music over and over again. Homeward Bound worked too well to ignore, he explained.
Silently for me.
I'm thankful for America. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for my mom and dad, the pilgrims and the Indians. I'm thankful for my cat and dog. I'm thankful that I'm free. For the turkey on the table and the pumpkin pie, I'm thankful that I'm me.
Thanksgiving is, of course, also about being thankful, and Steve Ozzello's song, titled Thanksgiving Day, captures that aspect of the holiday. And this is the backstory to the song Thanksgiving Day, published in ctsongs.com. Thanksgiving Day is one of the 18 songs featured on Steve Ozzello's CD entitled All the Colors of the World, Music Inspired by the Paintings of Norman Rockwell, which was released in 2005. It is a collection of songs in the adult contemporary Americana genre. The CD includes a beautifully designed full-color 12-page booklet of song lyrics and 21 Norman Rockwell images. Norman Rockwell is considered to be among the greatest and most beloved American painters. His paintings deal with social issues like racism, globalism, and international relations. His painting, Golden Rule, is on display at the United Nations in New York City. On a more personal human level, Vozzello's work deals with some very deep levels of relationships, emotions, hopes, dreams, and expectations. With a significant amount of artistic and poetic license, each song stands on its own and also connects to the specific Norman Rockwell paintings that were the original inspiration for this unique concept album. This song, Thanksgiving Day, sung by Steve Ozzello, whose voice has been compared favorably to James Taylor, included these appropriate words.
It's 10 o'clock Thanksgiving night. I just can't sleep. I'm thinking about the people who just don't have enough to eat. I'd like to share the things I have. Oh, I wish that it could be that all the people in the world had just as much as me. Thanksgiving.
Save time in a bottle. The first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true.
Jim Croce's Wanting to Save Time in a Bottle reminds us of the transience of time and the preciousness of memories. And memories, of course, are another important dimension of the Thanksgiving holiday. Their loss and their possible reawakening is the theme of this public domain recording of The Power of Music in a Nursing Home.
You're the one I want to go through time with.
That Billy opened her eyes, she didn't respond. As much as I tried, I knew her for 2 years. No matter what I tried, massage wouldn't work, nothing worked. But when we got introduced to the iPods and the family told me the things that she liked, it was amazing once we put the iPod on her. She started shaking her feet. She started moving her head. Her son was just amazed. Okay, can we stop? Because now I'm getting no aura. I'm seeing her all over again.
Hi, Papa. Hi, Papa.
Huh?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Fine.
Who?
Wait.
Who am I?
I'm on. Wait a minute.
Okay, it's Jerry. How long has he been in the nursing home? Approximately 10 years. He was having seizures, and my mother couldn't handle him at home. Of course it affected me greatly, because he was always, you know, fun-loving, singing, you know, every occasion he would come out with a song, no matter where he was. I remember as a child, he used to walk us down the street, me and my brother, and he would stop and do Singing in the Rain. He would have us jumping and swinging around poles. He was, you know, he was good. He was always into music, you know, always loved singing, dancing.
His name is Henry Drea.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking more or less for religious music for him.
Okay.
Because he enjoys music and he always quotes in the Bible. So I'd rather have that for him.
We first see Henry inert, maybe depressed, unresponsive, and almost unalive.
Henry.
Yeah.
Henry.
Yes, girl.
I found your music. You want your music now?
Not me.
Okay. Let's try your music, okay? And then you tell me if it's too loud or not.
Then he is given an iPod containing, we know, his favorite music. Immediately, he lights up. His face assumes expression. His eyes open wide. He starts to sing and to rock and to move his arms, and he's being animated by the music.
And he used to always sit on the unit with his head like this. He didn't really talk to much people. And then when I introduce the music to him, this is his reaction ever since.
The philosopher Kant once called music the quickening art, and Henry is being quickened. He's being brought to life.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the music for 1 second, okay? Just to ask you a few questions. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm going to give it back to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The effect of this doesn't stop, because when the headphones are taken off, Henry, normally mute and virtually unable to answer the simplest yes or no questions, is quite voluble.
Henry?
Yeah?
Do you like the iPod? Do you like the music you're hearing?
Yes.
Tell me about your music.
Well, I don't have one, I mean.
Do you like music?
Yeah, I'm crazy about music. You play beautiful music, beautiful sound.
Did you play music when you were? Did you like music when you were young?
Yes. I went to big dances and things.
What was your favorite music when you were young?
Well, Cab Calloway was my number one band guy. I liked.
What's your favorite Cab Calloway song?
Oh. I'll be home there for Christmas. You can count and plan on me with plenty of snow, mistletoe, present, red brand new tree. Ow!
So, in some sense, Henry is restored to himself. He is remembered. Who he is, and he's reacquired his identity for a while through the power of music.
What does music do to you?
Give me the feeling of love. No man, figure right now the world need to come into music, singing. You got beautiful music here. Beautiful, oh, lovely. And I feel the band of love, dream. Lord came to me, made me holy. I'm a holy man. So he gave me this sound. I'll just say, I meet you. Let me see. Rosalie, won't you love me? Rosalie, won't you be sweet kind?
With this beautiful new technology, you can have all the music which is significant for you in something as big as a matchbox or whatever. And I think this may be very, very important in helping to animate, organize, bring a sense of identity back to people who are out of it. Otherwise, music will bring them back into it, into their own personhood, their own memories, their own autobiographies.
Memories and the power of music. Liberace performing Turkey in the Straw covers our Thanksgiving Symbols and Traditions theme. It's an article entitled American Myths, Benjamin Franklin's Turkey and the Presidential Seal, How the New Yorker and the West Wing Botched the History of the Icon. This is published in SmithsonianMagazine.com. Jimmy Stamp is the author, 25th of January, 2013. According to the United States Diplomacy Center, the idea that Benjamin Franklin, in his infinite wisdom and wit, wanted the national bird to be the turkey is completely false. The center points to the fact that Franklin's proposal for the Great Seal was devoid of birds completely, and suggests that the idea was propagated in part by a 1962 illustration for the cover of the New Yorker. However, while it's hard to imagine that overstuffed, flightless bird on our currency and on the presidential lectern instead of on our dinner tables, there is actually a bit of truth to this rumor. Franklin is quoted as saying, "For my own part, I wish the bald eagle had not been chosen, the representative of our country. He is a bird of bad moral character. He does not get his living honestly. For the truth, the turkey is, in comparison, a much more respectable bird and, withal, a true original native of America. He is, besides, though a little vain and silly, a bird of courage and would not hesitate to attack a grenadier of the British Guards who should presume to invade his farmyard with a red coat on." So, how did you do on today's musical trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, which song was originally a Thanksgiving song composed for children to sing in a Sunday school celebration? Hint, the song was written in Boston in 1857, but premiered in Savannah, Georgia. Was it A, Turkey in the Straw, B, Sweet Potato Pie, C, Jingle Bells, or D, Auld Lang Syne? And the correct answer is answer C, Jingle Bells. As noted in songfacts.com, the words and music for this Christmas classic were written by James S. Pierpont, a popular American composer, in 1857, with the title of One Horse Open Sleigh. Pierpont was a member of a staunch Unitarian church family, and his father was a minister. It was originally written for a local Sunday school entertainment on Thanksgiving Day. Its catchy tune was soon taken up by Christmas revelers. Every December, an old battle known as, quote-unquote, the Jingle Bell Wars rages on. The folks of Medford, Massachusetts, claim their town is the real birthplace of the famous Holloway tune, as Pierpont was still living there in 1850 when it was allegedly written at the local Simpson Tavern. This isn't a battle the South is prepared to lose. Savannah's tourism guide maintains Jingle Bells was penned in the very church it premiered. That doesn't stop Medford from holding an annual Jingle Bell Festival, or dubbing itself the Jingle Bell City. Mark Stein, author of A Song for the Season, doesn't buy the whole Sunday school theory in the song's accepted history. I'm willing to believe that at Thanksgiving a young man's fancy turns to snow, he writes, but no Massachusetts Sunday school is going to teach its charges a song whose lyrical preoccupations are racing, gambling, and courting. He adds, it seems easier to take James Pierpont at his word. He wrote Jingle Bells not as a Sunday school song, but as a sleighing song. And the answer to our second question, the song Food, Glorious Food, is the opening song to which musical? Hint, this musical is based on a famous 1800s novel. Was at A, Oklahoma, B, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, C, Oliver, or D, Around the World in 80 Days? Correct answer. Answer C, Oliver. As noted in songfacts.com, this is one of the more memorable songs from the award-winning musical Oliver, which was written in its entirety by the London-born composer Lionel Bart. The musical is based on the 1838 novel by Charles Dickens set in London called Oliver Twist. It opened in the West End in 1960 and on the big screen in 1968. Food, Glorious Food, is the opening number and is based on the famous scene in the book where a half-starred Oliver Twist has the temerity to ask for more gruel. Sung as a chorus, it is an obviously whimsical homage to fine cuisine, something that was just as obviously in short supply for workhouse boys in Victorian England. Given the upcoming holiday, which emphasizes family, friends, and food, let's close out today's program with that tribute to food, Glorious Food, from the musical Oliver. And happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners of the North Carolina Reading Service. Out of time for today's episode of Music Review, devoted to the basic themes of Thanksgiving. And as we leave you, remember these words: kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Content of this program intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Music Review is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. Now, if you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me, Randy Thompson, at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time, and happy Thanksgiving.
That's all that we live for. Why should we be grateful?